Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County Rotary presents Hamilton County on the Square, December 1st and 2nd. We have quite a lineup to ring in the holidays. Christmas trivia will be held on December 1st at 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. Doors open at 6, which will include a taco bar for dinner, and play starts at 7. There will be prizes awarded for the best dressed table that goes along with the theme of your favorite Christmas carol. The next day will start bright and early with Breakfast with Santa from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Fox Meadows. They will be serving pancakes, sausage, coffee, juice, and milk. The cost is only $5 for adults and $3 for children. There will also be a chance for all children there to visit with Santa, get a picture taken, and they will all get a free gift. Then you can move on over to the vendor fair, which will be held from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the old high school gym. There are several vendors this year, and you can get a jump start on your Christmas shopping. We have Anderson's hand-knitted crochet items, Vicky Bowling Wreath, Diane Hines Pampered Chef, Bling Queen's $5 jewelry, Amy George, Maud Candle Company, Jeff Perry, Hoodville Creations, Amanda Webb, Sarah with Tastefully Simple, Kay and May Custom Crochet Handmade Items and Avon, Lisa's Kettle Corn, Jerry and Lisa White, Hamilton County Historical Society with Historical Books, Callie's Creations with Callie Johnson Crocheted Stuffies and Lovies, Forever Memories, Ginger Rainey, Memory Items and 3D Printed Novelties. Hamilton County 4-H will be selling homemade candy as well as handmade items and home canned items. The Eagles Ladies Auxiliary will be on hand to serve lunch. There will be, Ari Back will be there, Carol Bernard with her crafts, Hamilton County Homemakers, and 4-H will all be set up selling handmade items. Vicki Nolman will be selling sterling silver rings, purses, and wallets. Brianna Lockard will have Little Rue's clothing, Misty Jester with Misty's Tees, T-Bling Jewelry, and Motzinger Freeze-Dried Candy. John Musgrave with Regional History Books, and Robin Biggerstaff with Homemade Dog Treats. Come on out, get a jump start on your Christmas shopping. Then youth can go to the Santa's Workshop from 3 to 5 p.m. in the courthouse lobby. All youth under the age of 12 can shop to pick out two items free of charge that they can give to their parents. There will also be free gift wrapping there, so when you leave, you will have a gift ready to give to your parents. The Lighted Christmas Parade will begin at 5:30. The theme is your favorite Christmas carol. Remember, all entries should be lit as this will be a parade held after dark. Following the parade, there will be carnival games in the basement put on by the Hamilton County 4-H. There will be a visit with Santa and another free gift there put on by Hamilton County 4-H. And the Hamilton County HCE will provide free hot chocolate and cookies for everyone who comes out. This would be a great way to ring in the holiday cheer and get a jump start on your early shopping here in Hamilton County. Also that evening, on the 1st or the 2nd, you can visit the 10 Mile Baptist Church One Starry Night. You can take a visit to Bethlehem and take a journey back in time to a live nativity experience. This will be on Friday and Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And you can have the free event, live nativity. It's family-friendly, indoor Bethlehem Village walkthrough, visit the manger, cookies and hot chocolate, and a free family keepsake. And this will all be held at the fairgrounds in the Floral Hall. There are still a few seniors left for the Senior Enrichment Antique Angels. If you have not got an antique angel yet, you can stop by the Senior Citizens Building and pick one up. We have about 150 angels needing to be adopted this year. Tiffany Cox is the one in charge, and if you don't want to go and shop for an angel, you can also just make a monetary donation and someone else will shop for your angel for you. This is a great way to lift spirits of some elderly people in the community. A few weeks ago, Hamilton County held their Achievement Night. Been announcing some of the winners over the last couple weeks, and this week we'll run through the trophy winners. In Animal Science, the winner of that was Blue Barrow. Cecilia Leakey took Beef. Emma Hood, Clothing and Textiles. Granger Wilson got the Dog Trophy. Gracie Walker, Electricity. Corbin Hood, Family Heritage. Shiloh Willis, Food and Nutrition. Gracie Walker, Geology. Granger Wilson, Goats. Gracie Walker, Horse. Emily Cox, Horticulture. Granger Wilson, Intercultural. Emily Cox, Interior Design. Granger Wilson, Natural Resources. Emily Cox, Photography. Shiloh Willis got the Poultry Trophy. Gracie Walker, the Rabbit Trophy. Aiden Hood, Robotics. Gracie Walker won Sheep. Cecilia Leakey won Swine. Emma Hood won Video. Shiloh Willis won Visual Arts. and Gracie Walker took the woodworking trophy. This was a great year. Also, we had the Hamilton County Club of the Year went to Funny Farmers 4-H Club, led by Chris and Audra Willis. Congratulations. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.